went back to Kansas City where I'm from. That's the only thing I knew to do. And I went right off the deep end. You know, I started running around with guys selling drugs and just, you know, I was pretty hard at the time, you know, where it's like, dude, I don't care what happens to me. And, you know, the leaders of the gang noticed that. And I quickly got paired up with the leader and was his little buddy, you know, as we kids from the 80s used to call the little my buddies the little doll. Well, I refer to myself as a my buddy with a gun. And I used to just pal around with him, and I named him Darius in the book. That's not his real name, obviously, you know. And I became his right-hand man. Wherever he went, I went. And, you know, I piled around for almost 2 years until when I was 20 years old, we had a falling out, a pretty massive falling out, put a gun in my face, and I walked away. And in that process, one night, I just heard very clearly the Lord out loud, audibly ask me, when will you ever change? And I wasn't high, I wasn't drunk, I was totally sober, I wasn't on any pills, and I just sat up in my bed. I wasn't asleep to begin with, I was just kind of laying there. And I heard him a second time, when will you ever change? And I just got these goosebumps, man, where it's like, okay, you know, I heard this out loud. And I just, the third time, very softly, it was like a whisper, when will you ever change? And I just teared up, and I just, it planted, you know, where God's word in Isaiah says, my word shall go forth and it will not return void. And it's like that moment, God planted a massive seed that 2 weeks later, I gave my life to Christ. You know, ironically, I was palling around with another lady I was, you know, I'll be bluntly, I was sleeping around with, and she was running from God and running from the church herself. And ironically, she took me, a guy that's dealing drugs and, you know, always carrying a gun on him, to the movie Passions of the Christ. And, you know, I really, really thankful to everybody involved in that movie, because here I am, just this punk thug, you know, and that moment where Jesus is hanging on the cross, and the thief turns to him and is like, you know, hey, you know, he's admitting he wasn't perfect, but he's like, hey, Jesus, remember me when you get to where you're going. And Jesus is just like, I tell you the truth, today you'll be with me in paradise. I just lost it. You know, and even though that was a movie, you know, I grew up, you know, my mom showed me a little felt baby Jesus. And then there's the painting, you know, the little painting above my bed. But Jesus had always seemed, I knew who he was. I knew he's who you were to pray to. I knew who God was. I was raised in American Judeo-Christian values. Didn't mean it bared any fruit because I wasn't a disciple of Christ yet. But I saw the face and I saw the heart and the character of God portrayed in a way on screen that I could understand. And it left me undone. That night I gave my life to Christ. Not long after that, I was just like, I got to disappear off the face of the earth. And I abandoned my apartment, gave everything away, all my stuff. I threw it in the dumpster, gave it to neighbors, and I disappeared. And that's kind of where, you know, my life, that's when I became a disciple of Jesus Christ. I was living in a motel room on the other side of Kansas City. I dyed my hair a different color. I shaved my face. And I tried to blend in, you know, and just everything that I had been, I literally, I just let it go.